There are 1,555 COVID-positive patients currently hospitalized in Ontario, including 188 COVID patients in intensive care units and 78 on ventilators. The provincial update included 19 more deaths that all occurred within the last 30 days. Since April 10, 386 people in Ontario have died because of COVID, with between 5 and 21 deaths per day. The province reported between 55 and 60 COVID deaths per week between March 6 and April 9. Since then, there have been between 73 and 102 deaths per week. COVID-19 has been the cause of, or a factor in, the death of 12,991 people in Ontario since March 2020, according to the province's daily reporting. The daily update included 1,089 lab-confirmed COVID cases. Case counts are assumed to be underestimated because of limited PCR testing and only PCR results are included in the daily case counts. Since the start of the pandemic, Public Health Ontario has confirmed 1,277,205 cases of COVID-19 and reported 1,241,929 cases recovered or resolved. The May 10 updates provided by the province's Public Health Agency and the Ministry of Health also reported the following data. Hospitalizations of the 1,555 people hospitalized with COVID, 41% were admitted because of COVID-19 and 59% were admitted for other reasons, but test positive for COVID-19. Included in the hospitalized patients, not in the ICU, are 227 unvaccinated people, 72 people with one dose of COVID vaccine, and 946 people with two or more doses of COVID-19 vaccine. 188 patients are in intensive care units with COVID-related illnesses, including 78 patients on ventilators. Among the ICU patients are 31 unvaccinated patients, 10 people with one dose of a COVID vaccine, and 75 people with two or more doses of a COVID-19 vaccine. Vaccination: about 86% of the population over 4 years old in Ontario has two or more doses of COVID vaccine, about 12.1 million people. More than 7.2 million people in Ontario have had three doses of a COVID vaccine. 10% of the eligible population, aged 5 and up, is unvaccinated. Testing Ontario labs processed 11,576 tests, resulting in a 12.4% positivity. Northern Ontario: in the north, there are 176 hospitalizations, up from 174 yesterday, according to provincial data. There are 15 people in ICU with the virus, which is the same as yesterday, and 5 people on ventilators, which is the same as yesterday. In Northern Ontario, the breakdown of Public Health Ontario data for cases and vaccination is: Algoma Public Health. The health unit has reported 8,214 cases, 209 known active cases and 23 hospitalizations, with 2 people in ICU. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 89% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 85% have both doses. Of the population 18 years and older, 63% have a booster. North Bay Parry Sound District Health Unit. The health unit has reported 5,755 cases, 125 known active cases and 22 hospitalizations. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 87% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 84% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 61% have a booster. Porcupine Health Unit. The health unit has reported 7,091 cases, 28 known active cases and 20 hospitalizations. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 88% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 83% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 54% have a booster. Public Health Sudbury and Districts. The health unit has reported 15,349 cases, 307 known active cases and 55 hospitalizations, with 2 people in ICU. It is only updating its numbers Monday, Wednesday and Friday. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 89% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 86% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 60% have a booster. Timiskaming Health Unit. the health unit has reported 1,962 cases, 69 known active cases, and 4 hospitalizations. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 86% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 82% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 59% have a booster. Northwestern Health Unit. The health unit has reported 8,104 cases and 188 known active cases. Current hospitalizations are not reported. The health unit updates weekly on Wednesdays. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 97% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 91% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 63% have a booster. Thunder Bay District Health Unit. The health unit has reported 11,767 cases, 315 known active cases and 38 hospitalizations, with 3 people in ICU. The health unit updates data Monday, Wednesday and Friday. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 90% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 86% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 61% have a booster. The data from Northern Ontario Health Units is based on what was available at 10:30 a.m. today.